Please be seated. I'm going to have you sit and listen to the same story we heard last night from Luke, the storyteller. Luke's Gospel, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord. So, like I said, we heard the same story last night. It's a story we hear every year, no matter which cycle of the lectionary we're in. We turn to Luke, the storyteller, to hear this amazing story of God coming into our world in a new way, in Jesus. God with us, right? Emmanuel, God with us. And when I talked about it last night, I kept using the word mundane. I noticed it as I was saying it. I kept using the word that God came into our everyday mundane lives. And I woke up thinking about that this morning and what that means. Our mundane lives, meaning our everyday, sometimes boring, not always anything special, just our everyday lives. And that's actually extremely important to me when it comes to the power of this story, because God doesn't come into our picture-perfect lives. God doesn't come into our Christmas card lives or Christmas letter lives, right? God doesn't come into our, spit-shined and made ready for company lives. God comes into our real lives, our mundane lives. God came into the world through the messy, difficult work of childbirth. God came into the world in the dirty reality of livestock. God came into the world into the painful reality of oppressive governments that were abusing their power and taking advantage of the people, making their lives better on the backs of the poor. That's the world that God came into. And that means that no matter what's going on in our mundane lives, whether it's painful, whether it's messy, whether it's something we really would rather not share with the world, God is there. That's where Emmanuel comes to be with us. And that is where God does the amazing life-giving, saving work that Jesus was sent to do. And so I am so grateful for this story, for this gift of God coming to be with us here and now, this day, in this place, in our lives, and we are invited to be part of the story. We get to be part of that presence of God in the world as we live out that call to be with one another in each other's messiness, to share God's love with each other in our real lives, to open up to one another and be true and honest in where we are so that we can be present there in the realness, in the mundane. So, Merry Christmas as we celebrate together today this gift of Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.